Pashas Emor Rishon Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Hashem said to Moshe Emor El HaKohanim Bnei Aaron. Say to the Kohanim the sons of Aaron Vamarta Aleihem and say to them Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. A dead person, he shall not become impure among his people. Rashi says Emor El HaKohanim Emor Vamarta. It says the word Emor and Vamarta. So what does it mean? Lahazer Gidol Lahatanim to have the adults warn the Ketan and the minors about this Isser. Bnei Aaron Yachol Chalolim Yimayfar, even people who are Chalolim, who are disqualified as Kohanim, are included in this Isser. Tamalomar HaKohanim, the Kohanim specifically, not Chalolim. Bnei Aaron Achol Mumba V'mashma. The word Bnei Aaron includes even those who are Bali Mumin and cannot do the Avodah, but they're still included in Bnei Aharon. Bnei Aharon again, below Bnei Aaron, excluding the daughters. Lo Yitama Ba'amav, Be'ol Shahmeis B'Sochamav. As long as the dead person is amongst his people, then a Kohen cannot become Tamei. But Yatz Meis Mitzvah, excluding a Meis Mitzvah, who doesn't have people to help him, the Kohen has the obligation to help out and become Tamei. Pasuk Beis, Kim L'Sheiro HaKarov Elav, except for his relative who is closest to him, who are L'Imo L'Viv, his mother and his father, L'Vino, his son, L'Vito L'Chiv, and his daughter and his brother. Rashi says, Kim L'Sheiro, In Sheiro El Ishto, the word Sheiro is included in this Pasuk, is his Ishto, his wife. Pasuk Gimel, L'chasa B'sula Karovei Lav, including also his sister, who is a B'sula, unmarried, who is close to him, Asher Lo Hasal Ish, who is not married, L'ch Yitama, then he shall be Mitame, impure for her. Asher says, HaKarovei L'Rabos Sarusa, meaning including a woman who is a Rusa. At this stage, she is married, but she's not allowed, but remains in her father's house. And the Pasuk is telling us that even though the end of the Pasuk eliminates a married sister from those who a Kohen come make him impure, he can still make himself impure for a married yet a Besula who hasn't left her father's house, who hasn't done a suin. La Asher Lo Hisal Ish Lemishkav for relations. Lo Yitama Lemitzvah. He has an obligation to become Tamei to her. Pasuk Dal. Lo Yitama Ba'alama Lechalo. A husband among his people shall not make himself impure to defile him. Rashi says, Lo Yitama Ba'al Ba'amav Nechalo. Lo Yitama, he, Ishtav Sula, I mean specifically, he cannot make himself impure for a wife who is unfitting, Shehu Mechulaba, through whom he is defiled, Ba'oda Ima, while he's married to her. That means not talking about otherwise, but just specifically this type of wife. That's similar to impossible. Lo Yitama Ba'al, B'she'ero, Ba'od, Shehi B'Sochamav. A husband cannot make himself impure through his wife, when she's among his people, meaning she's lekrovim, she has other people who can help. She ain't a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Uve is a she'er. Amartin. Which specific wife are we talking about? But also shuhu lehechalo. Anytime it's going to defile him, this chalom in kunoso to make him defiled in a status of kahuna. Pasuk hey. Lo yikirchu kirchav rasham. They should not make a bald spot on their heads. Ufasig nam lechalechu. They should not shave an edge of their beard. Will give serum, at least root serotas, and their flesh they should not scratch a scratch. Rashi says, Lekirhu karcha b'rasham, al mace, over a dead person. Hello, the hello, Afisahu zalkach, but the question is, why are we specifically talking about Kohanim? Even non Kohanim have this Esther of making krachos and cutting off their payas. Elofisha namar b'yisol b'ne nechem, but the Torah says, Vayelas nani kohen, it says, you cannot have a bolt between your eyes. Yachol lohi chayv al kol roshim. I thought he's not liable for anything else on the head, except for between the eyes. Tamal lomar berosham, on their heads. But yelam di yisrael mekohen. We learn from the Yisrael the laws of a non-kohen from the laws of the kohen. Bigzer shavet. Nemar kan kracha. It says kracha over here. But nemar lahal di yisrael kracha. It says by the Yisraelim. It says over kracha. So makan kol rosh. Aplahal kol harosh b'mashma. So both are telling us the connection, saying that the entire head cannot have a bald spot. Kol makom shikach berosh. Anytime he may make a bald spot on the head. Uma lahalon almeis afkan almeis, and just like over here, talking about alhamis. So to here, so to start, just like over there, we're talking about the iser is alhamis when a person's dead. So to by the kohanim, it's only if it's alhamis, not if he just makes a bald spot. The pasuk inam lekalechu lefish namar b'Yisrael, since it says by the Jews, by the non kohanim, los ashris, you cannot destroy. Yachol likto, you might be able to think that if he plucks an edge of the beard out, b'malakit urahitni, with these different types of tweezers, he'll be chayv. Don't shave. He's only chayav for things that it's called shaving, which also has a destruction to the hair, zehutar, that is a razor excluding a scissor. Since it says by a non-Kohen, you cannot scratch over a soul. If he makes five scratches over one dead person, he shall only be chayav once because it's over one dead person. Here it says, don't make a scratch. The chiyuv is on every single scratch. The tevazu yisera, the word sarantas is extra. Lidrosh, shayu lichtov lo yisir tu. It should have said lo yisir tu, but in your day, she saratas, and of course it's a scratch, so the extra pasuk of the word of saratas tells us that the isir is on every single scratch, not just over the specific mace. Pasuk vav, kiroshim yule lohem, they shall be holy to their God, v'lo yichalu Hashem alokichem, and they should not desecrate the name of their God. For the fire offering to Hashem, which is the food of their God, they offer, so they must remain holy. Rashi says, against their will, the court should sanctify them in this matter by maintaining this impurity. Pasuk Zayin. They shall not marry a woman who is a zona or a chalala. And a woman who they should not marry a woman who has been divorced by her husband, because they are holy. Each one is holy to his God. Zona shenivla beilas Yisrael, woman who has relations with a Jew, ha aser la, who is forbidden for her. Kigon chayv krisos nesin or mamta. For example, she had relations with a person who will be chayv karis for, or it's an asin, or it's a mamzer. Chalala shenoda min apsulim shebekuna, a woman who was born through a union that was unfit for kuna. Kigon Basal Manami Kohen, a woman who is a widowed, married a Kohen, then that union created a daughter. Or Bas Gerusha V'Chalutza Mibas Kohen, Mikohen Hedjot, or a daughter of a divorced woman, or a Chalutza of an ordinary Kohen. The Chayin is similarly, She Nischal L'min HaKohuna, I did Bia Achas Min HaPsul L'Kohuna, or she became defiled from the Kohuna through having relations with someone who is forbidden in the Kohuna. Pasuk Ches, V'Kidash Do, you shall sanctify him, for he offers the food of your God. Kadosh yelach, he shall be holy to you, ki kadosh, and Hashem b'kadoshchem, for holy am I, Hashem, who sanctifies you. Rashi says, v'kidash do, al karcho, shem larotz the guy, shem doesn't want to divorce this woman, al keyu hit him, b'asir, and chastise him, at shagarish, until he divorces her. Kadosh yelach, nohag v'kidusha, treat him with holiness, l'ftoch, rishon b'chodever, he should be taking priority in everything, in all matters, to take priority to make the bracha at the meal. Pasuk Tes, Uvas Ish Kohen Ki Sechel Oznos, and if a daughter of a man who is a Kohen will be Ki Sechel Oznos, will be defiled through having illicit relations. As Avihi Michalalas, she defiles her father. The Ish Tisareif, she should be burnt in fire. Ki Sechel Oznos, Rashi says, Kishet Tichalel Tischala, when she will become defiled Adiznus through illicit relationships. Shaisa bas zikasval, for example, she was subject to be bound to her husband. This is in she had illicit relationships. Omen erisin, omen nasun. Either she had erisin ready or she had nasun, and she violated this relationship. Rabbisin nachlok ba'dav, the rabban have a machlokas. Bakol odu shel divrei kasuv v'pinuy, but everyone agrees that the pasuk is not talking about an unmarried woman. The question is just: is it just nasun or erisin? Asavihi mechalalas, chilulah, she defiled uvazusa in disgrace, as kavodo, his honor. Sha'amrim alav, because they say to him, Oru zushayala, cursed be the one who fathered this, Oru zushagidel, cursed be the one who raised this one. Pasigad, akoin agadol me'achav, asher yitzakal, rishol shemen mishchav, umaleya asiado, lugoshas abagadim. And the Kohen was exalted above his brethren, who has the head, who has anointed oil, that has been poured, or has been invested, inaugurated by wearing more clothing. You should not have his hair grow long and not have his clothing ripped. Lo yifra, lo yigadel pera. You should not grow hair long, al evil out of mourning. V'eiz agidol pera, yosur mishol shem yom, how much is considered growing long hair? More than 30 days. Pasuk gedal, al kol nachos meiz le'evo, he should not come to any souls of the dead. La'aviv ulimo l'itamo, he should not even make himself impure for his father and mother. Rashi says, al kol nachos meiz, fa'ol meiz, meaning not even the dead, but even living in the tent where the dead was, in the same, where the, if the corpse is in the same roof, Tumas'ol he cannot have. Nafshos meis, l'havi reviestam, min hameis, shemetame ba'ol. Pasuk is including also our reviest of blood from a dead person who transmits impurity over an oil. L'aviv l'mal l'mitamo, lo ba'ela, l'hadr meis mitzvah. This pasuk is basically telling us the only time it's winter is if it's a meis mitzvah. Pasuk yibes. He should not leave the sanctuary, and he will not defile the sanctuary of his God. For a crown, the oil of his God's appointment is upon him. Hashem. Rashi says, he doesn't follow the beer, the ode. Also teaches us that the Kohen Gadol can serve in the avodah, even if he's an onin. That's the implication of the pasuk. Af in meso avivimo. The implication of the pasuk is saying that even if his father and mother die, he doesn't have to leave, but rather he could stay there to serve in the avoda. I mean, according to this interpretation, the word mikdash is taken literally, the word meaning the word sanctuary. For he does not defile the service by doing it as an onin. The Torah permits him to do it. Ha, kohen hedger sha'avad onen, chilal, but if a kohen, regular kohen, performs the avodah as an onen, he has defiled it. Pasuk yigimel, v'hu isha v'bsula, yikach, he shall marry a woman who is a besula. Pasuk yudal, amara grushava chalal zonah, z'ilu lo yikach, a woman, a divorcee, a chalal, a zonah, he shall not marry these, ki besula me'alav yikach, isha, he shall only marry a besula from his people as a wife. Rashi says, v'chalal shenol me'psula yikuna, mean a woman who is born out of Sulikuna. Pasuk Tesvav, Loi Chalal Zarab Amalk, he should not make, he should not defile his offspring among his people. Ken Yeshem Ekashov, for I am Hashem, who has sanctified him. Who sanctifies him. Loi Chalal Zarab, Ha'im Nasa, if he gets married, Achas Min Apsula, with one of the women who are unfit for the Kuna, Zarah, none of his offsprings, Chalal Medin Kedushas Kuna, they become totally defiled from the walls of Kuna. Entirely.